The U.S. Commerce Department issues an eagerly awaited report this week on the nation's gross domestic product. It's expected to show strong economic growth during July, August, and September. The report is likely to be taken as a sign that the U.S. economy has fully emerged from its long stupor, but economists say there's not much evidence that the healthy increase in economic growth is translating into more jobs. NPR's Jim Zaroli went to the New York suburbs to find answers.
At Globecom Systems on Long Island, two workers are threading wires through what will eventually become part of an earth station for a giant satellite network. Globecom builds and maintains satellite-based communication systems for a range of customers, including big broadcasters, governments, and telephone companies. With the meltdown in telecommunications and the internet sector, Globecom has lost a lot of money in recent years. But now Chairman David Hirschberg says things appear to be picking up.
We're looking for a very good year this year. We're predicting about over 60% increase in our revenue this year, and certainly a major improvement in our bottom line.
Hirschberg says the company has gotten some big contracts from the government. It's involved with building a new telecommunication system in Iraq. But he says many of Globecom's private sector customers are also beginning to spend money again. Ken Goldstein, an economist with the Conference Board, says there was definitely a pickup in business spending in the second quarter, and it was followed by last summer's big tax rebates, which stimulated growth even further.
We were going to do better than 2% in the third quarter. Regardless, probably we're going to do 3%, maybe even 4%. Then on top of that, you get these checks, and you go from basically 3 or 4 up into the 5-6% range.
That view is almost uniformly held by economists right now. When the Commerce Department releases its growth figures for the last quarter on Thursday, most economists say they're likely to be stronger than they've been in some time. The question is whether the strong performance will be repeated this quarter, when the tax rebate checks are long spent. Goldstein believes consumer and business spending is strong enough by now that growth should remain healthy.
That consumption plus investment growth is probably going to keep us in a 4 to 5% range of growth, even after all of those tax rebate checks are finished with.
But others, like Robert Bruska, chief economist at Native American Securities, are more pessimistic. Bruska says there have been several false glimmers of economic hope over the past few years, and that may be happening again. He worries that 2 years after the last recession ended, the job market remains weak.
In fact, in the last employment report, we had an unusual drop in average hourly earnings. So even though we built some jobs, average hourly earnings, which is the raw material for people spending, you know, their wage, fell. And that's very unusual to have it fall month to month. So it just gives you an idea of every time you see a little thing that looks like it's a good sign, there's still another bad sign to offset it.
Despite the upturn in his company's revenues, Globecom's David Hirschberg remains cautious about the future.
I don't know. It's a mixed bag. Some days you look at it and say, boy, things are really turning around. And other days you say, oh, there's a lot of storm clouds out there still.
Hirschberg notes that government spending is helping to keep companies like his afloat, but he's not sure how long that will last. With so much uncertainty, he's been reluctant to do much permanent hiring. Instead, he's brought on contract workers who don't get benefits and can be let go any time. Gene McGowan is one of them. McGowan was laid off from his last job at a big electronics company and is still looking for steady work.
I'm hoping the market will start to open up within the next few months, but right now it's still very sluggish. It's like almost next to nothing out there.
The labor market did gain jobs last month, but it was only a small increase, not big enough to ease concerns that the economy still has a problem when it comes to turning growth into jobs. But many economists say the increase, small though it was, could be a sign the job market has finally turned a corner and that the economy will continue to grow at a healthy pace well into next year. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.